Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray to our God, our Maker. Thank you, Everlasting Father, the all-knowing God, the perfect one, the one who loves us so much that He sent to us His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world and died for us on the cross of Calvary, so that we might be reconciled back to the Father. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify you, Lord, for your protection over us, for your daily provision, for divine enablement, for enlarged coast. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation of our souls. Thank you for having redeemed us from the kingdom of darkness, and you have brought us into your marvelous light. You have removed us upon the merry clay of life, and you have put us upon the solid rock. Father, we say thank you. We bless you for where we are coming from, for where we are today, and for where you are taking us to. And we say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you and to you alone, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. That word that we need to hear, Lord, let every one of us hear that word. And let your word transform, let it heal, let it deliver, let it draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, I'm highly happy to be with you today. And I pray that the Almighty God will visit you. You will have an encounter with Him today. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be speaking to us today by what I titled, Trust and Obey. Just trust and obey this God. And you see changes coming into your life. I'm taking my text from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 26. And I'm reading from verse 1 to 6. And also from verse 12 to 14 of the same Genesis 26. Actually, you can read the whole of Genesis 26, but because of our time, we are only read 1 to 6 and 12 to 14. The Bible says in Genesis 26 verse 1, see, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistines in Gerar. And then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all this land, and in your seeds all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my law. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And I move to verse 12. See, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God spoke to Isaac that time. He told Isaac that he should stay in the land. He should dwell in the land. He should not leave and go to Egypt. Everybody was drifting to Egypt because there was famine in the land. Brothers and sisters, are you moving around just because of what is going on in the land? No, as God told you to move, or you are where God wants you to be. If you are where God wants you to be, then there won't be any problem. God will find a way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You see, the songwriter said, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in the Lord but to trust and obey. Why can't you trust this God? Why can't you believe him? Why are you moving around? You're going from one point to another looking for what is not missing. If only you take time to seek the face of God, asking him, what shall I do? In the midst of famine, God is ready to bless you, as he did for Isaac here. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 37 verse 19, he said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. That is the word of God concerning you. Things may be hard. Everything around you may look tough. You look around you and say, what is happening? Brothers and sisters, why don't you go on your knees and seek the face of God? When you seek his face, he will give you an instruction. God I'm talking about is not a prayer collector. He's a God that answers prayer. He's a God that answers prayer if you go to him. The Bible tells us in that Genesis, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Be where I'm telling you. Trust me. Rely on me. I am reliable. I am dependable. If you rely on me, then you can be sure that my blessings shall be upon you, because there we can see God. He prospered Isaac. In that verse 12 and 13, see, Isaac sold in that land. Brothers and sisters, Isaac did not remain idle. Some of us, because we are waiting for a breakthrough, we remain idle. What are you doing when you are waiting on God? What are you doing? Are you busy doing something for the Lord? Are you busy sowing seed of love, seed of prayers, seed of service? What are you doing? Are you just folding your hands and expecting manna to fall from heaven? No, it is not like that. Isaac sowed in that land. He sowed. It is what you have sown that you are going to reap. If you have not sown anything, there is nothing to reap. God is only going to bless the work of our hands. If there is nothing in our hands, what is he going to bless? Zero multiplied by whatever number is still going to give you zero. So brothers and sisters, do like Isaac did here. Yeah? He sowed in the land and he was able to reap in the same year 100-fold. May the Lord grant you the grace to reap 100-fold in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not sow and not reap in the name of Jesus. As you plant, you will reap. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will give you an abundance of harvest in the name of our Lord Jesus. So then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. You know, Isaac was not only the one in that land. Many people there in that land might have even sowed, but they have not received anything. May the grace of God speak for you. May his mercy speak for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. May you be the favored one of the Lord in the name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will breathe upon your seed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God was with him, because Isaac was at the right place, he followed instruction of God. He trusted him. He obeyed what God said. And God has no other choice than to bless him, because he was the one that instructed him to stay in that land. And verse 13 said, the man began to prosper and continue prospering. You can see that success is a process. Success is not just something that starts one day and ends one day. He said, the man began to prosper and continue prospering until he became very prosperous. You will make progress in the mighty name of Jesus. You will make progress. You will not be stagnated. You will not remain at the same spot in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in that verse 14, he said, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. A whole nation were envying just one person who was even a stranger. Maybe where you are a stranger. And you are saying that, oh, it's because I'm not born here. Oh, because this, because that. Begin to give excuse. Why don't you go to the Lord? Why don't you ask God, is this where you want me to be? Is this where you want me to prosper? And God will speak to you. Just trust in him. Believe in what he says. And he will bring it to pass in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will cause you to prosper. He will cause you to continue prospering. And he will cause you to be very, very prosperous. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every manner of limitation standing in your way, the Almighty God will remove them. Every line that the enemy have drawn for you and say, you, this person, you will not go beyond this. The Lord will wipe away the line. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every ceiling that have been placed upon you, the Almighty God will remove them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just follow what God says. Trust and obey him. Trust and obey him. Brothers and sisters, if only you trust this God, if only you believe what this God says, you will begin to see him performing his wonders in your life, because God wants to make you a wonder, and indeed you will be a wonder in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when you are waiting on God for things to happen, that is the time for you to even begin to exercise your creativity. Begin to think and ask God, how do you want me to go? What steps do you want me to take? And God will direct you. He will direct you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because you are his, and it is his desire that you prosper in everything that you do. And indeed, it will cause you to prosper in the name of Jesus. It will not allow you to labor in vain in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God made promises, and he's the one that fulfilled promises. When he says, I'm going to do something, the Lord will bring it to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Joshua 21, verse 43, he says, so the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he has sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwell in it. You see, what God promised you, he will certainly bring it to pass. In that same Joshua 21, verse 45, he said, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Every one of the word of God came to pass. Brothers and sisters, trust in this God. Obey his instruction. Don't begin to use your brain to decide how will God do it. If God said, do something, do it. If God says, stay here, stay there. Don't begin to manipulate God. Don't begin to say, oh, this is what everybody is doing. What everybody is doing does not matter. What matters is what God tells you to do. What is he telling you to do? Do that which he tells you to do. Follow his instruction. And while you are waiting for the blessing, for the prosperity to come, continue to sow. Continue to sow your time. Continue to sow your wisdom. Continue to serve the Lord. Continue to pray. Intercede on behalf of the church. Intercede on behalf of others. And wait for your harvest. Because everything you are doing, you are planting that seed. And God will breathe upon that seed. And that seed will bring forth a bountiful harvest. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today? You are not even sure whether you know this Jesus I'm talking about. Why don't you accept Jesus? Why don't you accept him as your Lord and as your Savior? He came to this world to die for you and I. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary in order to reconcile us back to the Father. He doesn't want you to continue to live in sin. He doesn't want you to continue to live a righteous life. He doesn't want you to continue to live a life that is not pleasing to your Maker. He wants to restore you. So why don't you accept Jesus this day as your Lord and Savior? So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for these your wonderful children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life and let them never go back to a sinful world. In the name of our Lord Jesus, everlasting Father, I commit everyone who has listened to this broadcast into your hands. Father, as you did for Isaac, that he kept on prospering, let it be so for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, do not let this one labor in thee. Bless the work of their hand in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.